This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Nobody gets this stupid without public education. I'm Joe Messina. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Oh, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are... Is that up there? Doesn't sound it. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, look. You got to get involved in a conversation, seriously. And I say that because a lot of you just sit back and you wait till the show's over to comment, which I think is hilarious. My personal opinion. You know, you don't have to call in if you don't want to. I mean, you don't want to hear your voice. I get it. Some of you tell me I don't call in because I don't want to hear my voice. You know, but there's other ways to get involved in a conversation. Again, we have a live chat room going up on the website, therealside.com. You can also go over to Facebook. There's a live feed there as well. There's a gazillion ways to get involved in the conversation. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, not only can you watch live, not only can you listen live, not only can you take the poll, but you can sign up for the email blast. Now, again, I know I've gotten some complaints that people aren't getting their emails. Please check your spam filter. All right? I mean, Kimberly, before she signed up, she goes, you know, I don't get your email blast. And I said, did you sign up? She goes, no. Well, that's why you don't get it. And then make sure that once you get it, you whitelist therealside.com, or you make sure that you can get emails from therealside.com. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, we're going to have some fun this hour. I think we are. Because I'm just going to jump in and dive into some of this garbage. I am so tired of all the games that people are playing about, you know, political correctness and all of that. And we need to start pushing back against it because it's getting old. I mean, it should have gotten old a long time ago, but it's really getting old now because there's nothing you can say. There's nothing. You know what I love it is that the Democrats now are complaining about their lack of input into the bill, the tax bill. Well, I saw a picture where you guys didn't even show up. You have to show up to be part of. You have to show up to complain. You can't complain if you don't have a voice when you decide not to go. And whether you think you have a voice or not, even after you're there, at least you can go and fight for your constituency. There's no reason not to go. It's what you're being paid to do. You're not being paid to protest. Okay, being a congressman, being a senator is not a protest position. Your protest is with your no vote. Your protest is with your yes vote. Your protest is doing what we sent you there to do. And let's protest this. The University of Rochester Medical Center is looking to hire a high-level administrator to promote, you ready for this, culturally sensitive artwork. God. And to fight visual microaggressions. That's right. Your tax dollars is going to go to pay somebody to tell us whether artwork is culturally sensitive or not. Anytime you put somebody, one person in a position like this that's going to decide what's right and wrong for the whole group, whether it's art or music or anything else, and I'm sure there'll be a flaming lefty, it's a bad idea. In a recent job posting, the URMC says it's seeking to fill the newly created position of Diversity and Inclusion Education Director with the responsibilities including the development of an institutional-wide implicit bias training curriculum. Look, we are still among, in the world, right? Of industrialized nations, in the world, we are still in the higher 30 and 40s when it comes to where we place in science and math. And what we're worried about on college campuses is whether a piece of art is culturally sensitive or not. Do you know what cultural sensitivity is? When you're at home on the couch and you can't get a job, how's that? All right, because you can't play. You know these lunatics running around about globalism. You're so worried about globalism that you don't care what we're teaching in the colleges where we place poorly in the global world. How does that work? Really, how much dope do you have to smoke to have that make sense in your little mind? That's if you want to be a globalist. I don't want to be a globalist. I love this country. I think this country is great because of itself, because of the things it's done over its couple of hundred years in existence. I think the damage that we've done to our youth over the last, 30, 40, 50 years, I know it's been going on longer than that, but really, think about it. You have allowed, you conservatives on the right, you have allowed the whacktoid left. Now, they're not all whacked. I'm sorry, some of you I know don't agree with me. But the ones that are the loudest are the ones that are getting most of the play in their own party as well. And you've allowed this to happen. You conservatives need to come out on school campuses. You need to come out on college campuses. You need to take a stand for what you believe and what you know is right. And you help conservatives get elected to school boards and water boards and city councils. And that's how you make a difference. And then you back them up. You don't run away. And an interesting conversation with a bunch of hardcore conservatives this weekend at a dinner. And one of the answers was, well, we have jobs. Well, good for you, because I don't have one. I work on a school board. I put a boatload of hours in, because why? I asked you to elect me to sit in a seat, to sit in a position to protect your kids. And I never said, except when I have to go to work. You're trusting me to take care of your kids, but I'm trusting you to back me up, and not just with your vote, and not just with your money. You need to show up when I need you. You need to show everybody that you're with me, we are on the same page, and you're also willing to fight, just like they are. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation, for real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
I wonder if they can be called for this. Hey, I'm Bill Senior, host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of that conversation. I really am. I don't mind if you're on a different side of the aisle than I am. I don't care if you're even have a different take on what I think something should be. As long as you're speaking from the heart and you're not speaking from the, spewing the party line. That makes me nuts. Not that you should care, but it makes me nuts. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Sign up for our email blast. It's on the website, top right-hand corner, just above. Well, I shouldn't say top right-hand. I've been told it's more towards the middle of the page. Sorry. While you're there, you can check out Patreon, where you can become an actual member of my PIPs. That's right, my politically Joe's PIPs, my politically incorrect posse. Now, some graphics guy should grab a hold of that and make a picture of Joe's PIPs. That would be quite interesting, I can only imagine. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room and just texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get up to date. Understand what's happening. You know, I mean, seriously. We're talking about the new diversity job that we have on college campuses. I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't get this. We're so worried about offending somebody on a college campus or a high school campus or somewhere else or making them feel bad. And then you bunch of globalists that want us to compete globally. You don't know how to compete. You really think that some kid in Japan or China or Greece or, you know, maybe Greece was not the right place, but, you know, Germany or what have you? You think they're looking at everything the way we are? I mean, we are, what, 42nd, somewhere there? I can't remember if it was 38th or 42nd when it comes to math and science skills in the world. But we're more worried about whether a piece of art hanging on a wall in a college is offensive to a small number of kids there. And I do mean kids. You're always going to see, hey, listen, snowflakes. I know you don't listen to the show, but just in case one of you is flicking through your iPad there, or whatever you got, and find me. Nobody's going to care in the real world what offends you. Nobody. All right? Now, sexual assault is not an offense. It's not something you feel offended about. You have been violated. That's a different story. But nobody's going to care whether a picture I have on my desk offends you. You know, if you came to my office and I had Jesus-related stuff and you were offended, I'd tell you it's simple. Don't come in here. You don't like the shirt I have on? You don't like the cross I have around my neck? Don't look at me. You're going to be offended somewhere, somehow, in some way. And I remember years and years and years ago, I don't even know if she's still on the air, Dr. Laura Schlesinger. I used to listen to her all the time. And I would laugh and giggle at people calling for the first time without ever listening to the show, and she would just rip them up. And somebody called, and they were offended for her because as a Jew, she had to go and put up with the crucifixes that were on the wall in a Catholic church. She was receiving an award from a Catholic diocese. Now, which I really thought was funny was, A, she could have turned the award down. B, she didn't have to go to pick it up. Right? And as this woman was talking, not Dr. Laura, I'm thinking, oh, Dr. Laura's going to rip her up. And she did exactly what I said. And Dr. Laura said to her along the lines of, it's been a long time, exactly, this is exactly the problem with your generation, the way people like you think. I went to a Catholic church. I accepted the award. It was a great honor to get that from them. I went to their church. I had no problem with the fact that they had their religious statues on the wall because they're a Catholic church. That's what they do there. They don't dishonor me by taking them down or covering them. I would dishonor them by asking them to cover them up. I knew what I was walking into, and I wasn't offended at all. Right? I mean, that's a sign of maturity. I know things are going to offend me that other people are going to say. I know that there's things that other people believe that aren't in line with me. I sat with somebody for 3 hours on Saturday morning who's 180 degrees politically from me. And we found out in that time together that about 80% of the stuff we are on the same page on. And the other 20, even though we're pretty passionate about them, we were able to kick aside and go, you know what? I can work with you on the 79.9% of this other stuff. I don't have to hate you for everything because I don't agree with you on the other 20%. But that's not what we do anymore. And I'm still considered a hardcore, but I'm still considered a right-wing conservative.
And some of those people on the left think I'm a hardcore right-wing conservative. What do you think about that? It just never stops. We're always looking for a reason, even us on the right at times, we're looking for a reason to fight back, to poke, to prod, to push back on the right. I mean, on the left. We don't need to do that. I don't need to look for it. It comes at me at 100 miles an hour. And I won't let it go by anymore. I will not let any of it go by anymore. I've got people that like to troll me up on Facebook, and I hop on right away, and I just slap them in the head and move on. And I don't argue with them because you're not going to win. They hate you, that's all there is to it. And if you look at a website, you can see on the Facebook pages, you can see what they write, and you go, okay, it's obvious. They haven't even read the article, and they're telling you you're wrong, which I always enjoy so much. So anyway, the University of Rochester Medical Center is actually going out to hire somebody, a diversity and inclusion education director. Right? They're gonna develop curriculum. They're going to develop institutional-wide implicit bias training. Because that is so much more. That is so much more important than teaching these kids arts and science. Right? Because understand that most of the stuff that's going down, most of the irritants, most of the aggravation is how the left feels the right treats them when they simply disagree with them. Go look at what's going on. It's not the right protesting the left for somebody they're bringing on campus. No. It's the other way around. It's not the right running over and ripping up pro-abortion signs. It's the left that goes over and rips up the anti-abortion or pro-life signs, as they like to call them. I'm sorry, who's the violent one? We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, we have a barn. No, it's a manger. No, it's not a manger. What'd you call it?
Stable.
It's a stable. The stable is stable at this point. No, but seriously, it's not Christmas. Stop asking me where Jesus is. He's still in the womb at this point, okay? Give him time. Got a few more days to mature. Anyhow, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Maybe we'll do that next year. No, that probably wouldn't go over. It was so hard for me to find this thing. Maybe we'll do a TRS nativity scene. I mean, seriously, it could be me and you and I don't know. Well, no. Why? The guy did the two Johns, Joes.
Stop it. Stop it.
I mean, the Libs would love that, wouldn't he?
Stop it.
Okay. Whatever. It's not going over well here. Maybe it's going over well out there, but whatever. I'm just trying to see your house. Always a pleasure. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot you can do up there. Back to the story. We're talking about the, what is this stupid thing? Hiring a culturally sensitivity czar for Rochester Medical Center to make sure the artwork is fine. So the director, not only will they come up with institutional-wide implicit bias training curriculum, they'll also consult to the school's aesthetics committee regarding culturally sensitive physical space, including artwork, providing advice on issues including accessibility, gender-neutral space, and visual microaggressions. Who decides what a microaggression is, though? Applicants must have at least a bachelor's degree and extensive experience in the field of diversity inclusion and cultural competency planning. How much, since this is all fairly new stuff, how much experience can you have in it? Are there certain buzzwords that you use or say that make them feel like you have a clue to what you're talking about? That doesn't stop there. Middlebury College is also hiring a director of diversity education, and they'll be paid $60K a year. I'm thinking some of you who are working right now, or you're flipping burgers, this could be for you. Just use all the right buzzwords. Even if you're a hardcore conservative, you've been listening to the show long enough to know what and how to say to get these jobs. Right? Now, although not required, Middlebury hopes that its new hire will also be some with the intersectional lens. You know what? I'll bet you if you sat down and you wrote off the descriptions for all those words they use, you know, intersectionality and not just diversity. What was some of the other stuff they were using? Culturally sensitive. Go through all these things, the words that they're using, and I'll bet you some of them just butt each other right in the face. Right? I mean, there'd be so many things. That director wouldn't be able to do anything without offending somebody. Without crossing over one of the lines, Clemens College is now offering $109,000. See, don't go over to Middlebury. They don't pay enough. Go over to Clemens. They got $109,000 waiting for you. Stanford University Medical School is also hiring a high-level administrator. Come on. Look at Trump is creating all kinds of jobs. I don't understand what the problem is here. And this is proof. Whack jobs, but yeah, jobs nonetheless, right? The application, which is still open, indicates that the administrator's primary responsibility will be to educate professors, well, there you go, that'll be a hard one, on issues surrounding unconscious bias, microaggressions, change management for diversity, and other diversity inclusion leadership topics. Now, Campus Reform, who wrote the article, reached out to the University of Rochester Medical School, Middlebury College, and Stanford University for comment. And guess what they had to say? You're right. Nothing. they don't want to respond. They definitely don't want to respond to the right. You know, and the funny thing about it is if you would let us know what you're looking for, you're looking to do, we might even be able to help. We might even be able to add to it. But no. You don't want us to add anything. You might cause your head to explode. Right? I mean, think about it. Okay, breathe deep. Here's one that'll make some of you just like nuts. Extremely nuts. Out of your mind nuts. So with all this science going on, all the science, you know, and I love this stuff because a guy like me, I'm always beat up for believing in God before I believe in science. The problem with that misinformation, misspeak by them, is the fact that it's not true. I just don't believe that science made God. I believe that God made science. And as you've heard me say a million times, the reason that H2O equals water is because that's what God's will is, not because what science has come up with. Transgender fetus, science-based, reportedly on CDC list of banned words. That's right. Remember George Carlin had those seven words you can't say on television? I think he could say every one of them now, after a certain time. I'm almost sure he can. I think I've heard almost all of them. Now the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reportedly has seven terms that can't appear in official documents. The Washington Post is reporting that the Trump administration is banning the Federal Health Agency from using seven words or phrases in any official document being prepared for next year's budget. The words are vulnerable, entitlement, diversity, transgender, fetus, evidence-based, and science-based. Now, according to the newspaper, senior CDC officials gave policy analysis the list of words during a meeting Thursday in Atlanta and told them they could not use those exact terms in any official documentation being prepared for the 2019 budget. In some instances, the Post reported, the analysts were given alternate phrases instead of science-based or evidence-based. The suggested phrase is, CDC bases its recommendations on science in consideration with community standards and wishes. I'd have to see that. Because I don't really care what the community says or wishes. I want to make sure it is science-based. I want to make sure it is evidence-based. I don't want to hear anybody say, well, I think. The assertion that HHS has banned words is a complete mischaracterization of discussions regarding the budget formulation process. That's according to a spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services. He goes on to say, HHS will continue to use the best scientific evidence available to improve the health of Americans. Not the size of their vocabulary. That comes from me. It also strongly encourages the use of evidence to lay out the outcome. Right, enough of this. It's not even double speak anymore. What is it, triple and quadruple speak at this point? The way these people talk about this stuff. I left a video up on my website of Steven Crowder out on a campus, and he's going out there just saying, hey, change my mind. Right? Let's discuss, just change my mind. And it was amazing how many people didn't even want to talk about it. Right? Michael Halpin, Deputy Director of the Union of Concerned Scientists, Center for Science and Democracy, wrote in a blog post Saturday, he's worried about what such a directive would mean on the CDC's mission. Actions that divert the agency from its grounding in science. The CDC will tell you that in some areas, it doesn't come from science. God. Science could compromise the progress that they are making in tracking opioid overdoses, reducing teen pregnancy, protecting the elderly from the flu, and the slowing HIV transmission among transgender Americans. The report is the latest episode where Trump's administration has apparently tried to ban certain terms or words, notably climate change. What's the difference between this and ex-President Oblamo didn't want to use the Muslim and terrorist in the same sentence, right? What's the difference between this, if this is true, and how often President Obama had them change full lines, wipe out paragraphs because he didn't like what it made Muslims look like, or Muslim extremists, excuse me. In September, the Washington Post reported a former Trump campaign aide in charge of vetting Environmental Protection Agency grants instructed the EPA grant officers to eliminate references to climate change when it came to subject solicitations. They need to use words like weather extremes. Well, frankly, I'm okay with that. Right? There's a big difference between weather extremes and climate change. We did here, and where I'm at now, we've gone from 50 degrees to like 90 degrees. A whole week over 100, and then a whole week that was around 50. I think that's a weather extreme. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Don't leave. Tell some of your friends about the show.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can. Because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back.
Yes, sir.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. We can still say chick. Well, I'm going to say it here. Too late now, right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. If you want to get involved, 855-732-5563. So, let's go. I mean, I'm just having so much fun with this. You can head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book. I keep telling you guys, make a great Christmas gift, especially if you want to tee off Uncle Fred, who's a flaming liberal. You definitely will make him crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, I forgot what the heck I was talking about. See that? Timmy walked the room, and her beauty just totally confused me. We're going to tell you. So, we were talking about the diversity czar position. I'm done with it, but seriously, think about all that money that's being spent. Middlebury College, Stanford University, and Rochester Medical Center. Between the three of them, you're going to be paying over $300,000 by the time they're done with all this. For a position that's really not needed. Just not needed. It's really that simple.
Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got a lot of good stuff here that I look at this stuff and I just can't get to it. I'll finish up the CDC list of banned words that they want to blame it all on Trump. I was talking about how in September the Washington Post reported that the former Trump campaign aide in charge of vetting the EPA, their grants and what have you, he told him to switch some words around. Now, look, I don't... If it's still the same thing, I have a problem with it, but I don't think it is. I think they're trying to call it out. Like I said, you know, we went through a whole week of over 100 here in California where I'm at. And then the next week comes across, we barely made it above 50, almost to 60. I mean, okay, that's an extreme weather change. And has nothing to do with global warming, climate, heating change, whatever they're calling it this week. Trump himself has often been accused of ignoring science when it comes to the way of his agenda. An ardent opponent of the government regulations, the billionaire real estate developer had called climate change a hoax. And it was created by China to gain a competitive economic advantage. That's according to him, though. Now, what I love about all this is the EPA uses these words. They use some of these, I don't know, what do you want to call them, identifiers, right? To give them permission to show up on your property, to get involved in your business. And I'm not confused with the EPA. I'm talking CDC. There are things that go on in some of these, you know, small doctor's offices, some of these small medical places and what have you. And if you're breaking any one of these little regulations, you use the right buzzword, you can get them to come in and really just, you know, cause you all kinds of headaches and problems inside of your business. And then when it comes to the CDC, we're so afraid of the CDC that when they say something, right, you pucker. Like, oh my God, I can't do this, that, or the other thing because the CDC says this is what causes this. But the Post has admitted they don't know who came up with the list of CDC's seven banned terms. The meeting where they unveiled was led by Allison Kelly, a senior leader in the agency's Office of Financial Services. She's a CDC analyst who attended the meeting, but wanted to remain, I mean, one of her staff wanted to remain anonymous in the story. But it's kind of hard when you work for somebody and you're outed as part of the staff, unless she has like 3,000 staff members. But again, I go back to, this stuff is not settled science. In a lot of cases, the CDC, what CDC is telling us in these certain areas are not settled science. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A Muslim special needs student, well, the student's father, says a teacher called police on the boy. In Pearland, Texas, Muhammad was born with Down syndrome, chromosome 21, said his father. The six-year-old boy also has intellectual difficulties and doesn't speak well. Neither do I. Mine is an intellect. My brain's moving too fast with my tongue. Muhammad attends C.J. Harris Elementary School in Pearland. Mayor said his son's regular teacher left and a substitute teacher called Pearland police about his son. He also said the school told the officer that Muhammad could talk. It's not true. He doesn't speak at all. He also said the substitute teacher told police the boy would reportedly say Allah and boom. She claimed he was a terrorist, said Mayor. This is so stupid. It's discrimination. Actually, it's not implied discrimination. It's actual discrimination. No. What it is, it's an idiot substitute teacher. That's what it is. It's someone that shouldn't be around kids with special needs at all, is what it is. It's not a painting of every other substitute teacher, or every other white person for that matter. It's an idiot. A single solitary idiot in this situation. Now, the regular teacher's never seen these things. If the substitute teacher has seen it, then I would suggest, how's this, that maybe the substitute teacher is exaggerating in today's terminology. In my terminology, it's called lying. The teacher's accusations against the special needs child prompted a police investigation. Child Protective Services were called in as well. The parents said that the last 3 or 4 weeks have been the hardest of my life. My wife and the kids were crying a few days ago. And I told them everything would be fine. Now, you know what's really funny about this? The investigation was done, and the police found that it was not true. So I wonder what happens to the teacher, the substitute teacher, that is. Right? She shouldn't be. I don't care where you stand on Muslims or Jews or Christians or Catholics or whatever. This is false witness. This is wrong. And this is what makes it look. These kind of stories are what makes anybody who now makes a claim in this arena or along these lines, they're going to say, remember that kid. Right? We need to be calling out the person that did the wrong here. I was sure. How many kids in that class should have heard that? How many times would the other teacher have heard that before? Now, yeah, I don't know. Maybe the teacher's a flaming left-wing liberal who doesn't really care one way or the other. But if this kid was that problematic, it wouldn't have happened the first time the student teacher was in there, or the substitute. We've got to be really careful. When we make these claims on anybody or anything, don't make it on what you heard somebody say to somebody else. Make it on what you heard yourself, what you know, not believe, what you know to be true yourself. It infuriates me sometimes. It just does. It's like, don't do this. Don't do this unless you know for sure. Don't make these kind of accusations unless you know for sure. All right, what else we got going on? Oh, yeah. You guys heard about this. I think you heard about this. President Obama kept a whole bunch of stuff quiet about Iran. Why? Because they didn't want to jeopardize the Iranian talks, the agreement on the nuclear warheads. Now, you call them what you want. Yeah, you could say that they were enriching uranium for power, bullpuckies. So ex-President Barack Obama apparently derailed efforts to prosecute a terrorist cocaine and human trafficking syndicate. He was worried that he would tee off Iran. Didn't care what American citizens had to think. The FBI and the Drug Enforcement Agency apparently were running an effort called Project Cassandra, which had amassed massive evidence that the Lebanese terror group Hezbollah had transformed themselves into a billion-dollar criminal enterprise, probably aided and abetted by Iran and America. They also gathered evidence that implicated leaders in Iran, the primary sponsor and supporter of Hezbollah. As Project Cassandra continued to uncover the truth, the Obama White House began throwing up roadblocks to thwart the investigation. The Justice Department also declined requests by the DEA and the FBI authorities to file criminal charges against major players. Right? I mean, the stories like this to go through show you how much our Justice Department, how much the DOJ, the DEA, the FBI, the CIA have been politicized or politicalized or made Mr. Obama's personal SS for all intents and purposes. He laid out how they were going to operate, whether he did it by purse strings or putting the right people in the right places to stop them. There was no justice going on here. They were carrying out the will of what President Obama wanted, what they got to look at, what they didn't get to look at, what they got to go after, what they didn't get to go after. It was all dictated, just like the war was dictated by President Obama, who they could bomb, when they could bomb, how many bombs they could drop, what they could drop, what they couldn't drop, when they could fight back, not fight back. It was all micromanaged at the White House level. What a bunch of bunk. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, a lot more. MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski says our job is to control what you think. Sick. We'll be back in a minute.